Could you say something about the sort of what you're going to do in the next few weeks? Where you're going to go? What's your sort of route going to be? How are you going to get to different places? Where are you going?
Getting on a train in Nottingham with some bikes, some bike trailers.
Then we're going to Holland, to Denmark, Copenhagen, and from Denmark to the G8. Then it's up in the air how to get to Palestine. Not really, we're going to travel with a friend from G8 to Palestine. And I think the location is still up in the air.
There's difficulties all the way with that, just from taking bike trailers on trains in Britain, where the thinking is so backward they don't even know what a bike trailer is. It's not on their computerised systems, it's not in their... It was interesting going to Denmark last year and sort of seeing stations with bike lifts in the station, and just every carriage has space for bikes, and it's just the infrastructure's there to support sort of low impact travelling. Mm-hmm. Here it's all car related, everything, we're paying more, we're going to have to turn up in Hull not knowing if we'll have to, clown the people to get our bike trailers on. It'll certainly cost more than a motorbike and two people would cost for one of us and a bike, which is just insane.
There was we were having a lot of trouble with the beginning part of this trip. We kind of had the thinking that because of the amount of stuff we'd like to be able to take and donate and leave in Palestine, that we'd need a vehicle with us. And but the reality is it's quite small distances, and the trains on mainland, northern mainland, are good for bikes, and it was like a missing link. We were the opposite of that. We took a link away. We took this idea of having to own a vehicle and pay the tax and insurance and the fuel bills. We took that away and realised that for the three of us, with a bike each and a trailer each and a rucksack, we can carry everything we need to be self-sufficient on this part. And if someone can meet us with a vehicle in Germany, and they would have a lot of extra stuff with us, like a workshop equipment, and because obviously we'll be spending longer in places once we get to Palestine. We're just going to be it's a bit more, maybe less than a week in Holland and just over a week in Denmark, and so we'll just have our own personal things there, and we don't need the vehicle at that point. You can probably do all those distances quite well and much cheaper without. And none of us drive, and that was a problem. And it was
all our money spent on something that none of us wanted and didn't make sense with us. It's not how we move. It's not how we're used to traveling. It's nothing. And it was alien to us. We didn't know. It wasn't a solution at all. And then we took that out of the equation, and it made sense again. So somebody's bringing a car. We're not having to buy one. It's already running on vegetable oil, so we're going to continue that going south. We know how to. We did some biodiesel workshops at Spring Into Action, and we've talked to people, and we've got that side of it sorted. It kind of opened we can. And once we knew we could go, then it was okay. The right people have been and gone and come, and we're leaving this date, and it started to flow again. It gave us a blockage for a few weeks, and it made it very difficult for us to communicate to other people exactly what we were doing, what we wanted. And we tried, for sort of 7 or 8 months, I've been trying for things on Freecycle and asking around and been given some things that was really generous, but they perhaps didn't really work very well, and spent more energy trying to fix them than trying to make something yourself.